This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Many people think the book of Revelation is a frightening book. It can be, but it is also a book of great encouragement. To know how things end and to know your part in them is truly encouraging. It is to present this facet of the book of Revelation that I write this tidbit. We will go through a 5-minute walk of each chapter of the book, not interpreting so much as commenting on them. It is an orderly book, and the order of things is given in chapter 119, which says, "Therefore, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things." Chapter 1 contains the things which John saw. He saw them because God gave them to him. But God used an angel to show John these things. So the message was handed down from God to Jesus to his angel, from his angel to John, and from John to us. In order to receive this message, John was in the Spirit. That is, his mind was totally turned to God and prepared to receive the message. The message to be given to 7 actual churches, who would then disseminate them to other churches so that the whole church might hear it. It has the authenticity of coming from the triune God. The way he is described in Revelation is, "Him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the 7 spirits who are before his throne," which is the Holy Spirit, "and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth." John identifies himself as a brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus. John tells us that he is on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. John hears a voice like a trumpet telling him to write what he sees and to send it to the 7 churches, which are then named. John turns to see the voice he heard, but when he turns, he sees someone that completely captures his entire attention. He sees Jesus. It does not say that he saw the voice speaking to him. It says he saw Jesus, and we can only assume that having seen Jesus, he did not look any further. The reason for that assumption is found in the great description of Jesus, the Jesus who is in heaven now with his Father, the glorified Jesus. Jesus has a golden sash around his chest, which signifies judgment. A sash around the waist signifies priesthood. Among the description is his voice, like the sound of many waters. Please note that there are 2 distinct voices mentioned here, one like a trumpet, one like the sound of many waters. Most teachers believe they both belong to Jesus, and if you have a red-letter Bible, you will see them in red. However, I was taught that they are 2 different voices, one belonging to the angel who is to show John what is to come, and the other is the voice of Jesus. Also in the description is the sharp 2-edged sword coming out of his mouth. This brings to mind Hebrews 4:12, which says, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any 2-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." This is something to keep in mind as you read further into the book. John's reaction to seeing Jesus was to fall like a dead man, but Jesus touches him and brings him out of his fear. And it is Jesus who gives him the outline of the book and who explains what John saw. Because Jesus had 7 stars in his right hand as he stood in the middle of 7 golden lampstands, Jesus tells John that the stars are the angels of the 7 churches, and the lampstands are the 7 churches. So we see that there is symbolism used in this book, and that is what makes it a bit difficult to understand at times. But as here in this case, the symbolism is almost always explained somewhere in the book. If it scares you, then check your heart, because the scary part does not affect the people of God. He protects his people, but he has the purpose of bringing many others to him through what he has revealed in this book. John gives his credentials here in this chapter. He also tells where he is getting the information. And we see glimpses of heaven and hell in this book, and that should be enough to want us to make sure all those we love, have the opportunity to choose which one they want, even as we did. So as we go through this book, chapter by chapter, enjoy the things we learn about heaven and God and the angels. This is a book that shows that God is completely in control, with or without man's consent or knowledge. That is encouraging, and we rejoice that it is so. Look for more encouragement as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.